Hi, my name is Ford Piard, and I'll be your anchor for PWN this week. Next week, we have finals on Monday and Tuesday. Teachers and students give the advice on how to effectively study for the finals. I hope you find this video interesting enough to help you study next week. Good luck. Good morning, Ms. R. How are you?
Good morning, Flory. How are you?
I'm good. Do you have any suggestions for the finals next week?
Yes, just don't stress, everybody. You guys have been preparing for this since the start of the quarter. Just make sure that you're not stressing, you're eating a well-balanced breakfast, and you will do just fine.
Okay, do you have a message for the students taking the finals?
Yes, good luck, and we believe in all of you, and I'm pretty sure that you will get awesome grades.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Ms. Diamond. Do you have any study tips for the finals?
Well, I always give study guides for my finals and also for my benchmarks, so I find it very helpful if students look back to previous questions that they had, because a lot of times the questions that are on the final look very similar to those that are on the benchmarks and study guides.
Do you have like any other tips to help us on the final other than studying for the final?
I think one of the big things is you have a good chunk of time to take the final. If there's a question that's tripping you up, skip it. You can always go back, and sometimes it's best to save those questions to the end, because then you can always maybe find some information from another question that might help you answer it.
Do you have a message for your students for the final?
Yes, I hope that my students are able to do very well, not only on my final, but also on the others, and I also hope that all the other students in all the other grades also can hopefully take a breather and just not be too stressed over them.
Thank you, Ms. Diamond. Good afternoon, Mr. Koo. How are you?
I'm doing well, Flory. How are you?
I'm good. Do you have any tips for the finals next week for your students?
Yes. Because it is a skills-based final, it's very difficult to study for the actual things that are on the final, but there are a couple things that you could do, like get more sleep over the weekend, right? Eat good food, especially the mornings of finals. Bagels probably won't cut it. Dunkin' Donuts probably won't cut it. You should eat, like, real food, okay? And be confident in yourself because you've been preparing for these finals all quarter. They shouldn't be new, right? So if you just trust yourself, I'm sure you'll do just fine.
Thank you. Do you have any, like, a message for your students for the finals?
Good luck. Okay.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Ms. Han. Do you have any suggestions for your students on the
final? I would just say manage your time well, start studying early, and be prepared.
Thank you. Do you have any tips other than studying for the final, but on the final?
Go over all your notes and ask questions if you have them.
Thank you. Do you have a message for your students on the final?
Good luck, and I'm sure you'll do great.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mrs. Haber. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Do you have any suggestions for the finals for your students?
I do. In fact, I think that it would be great if when you're studying for math, don't just review your notes. Reviewing your notes does very little. Please do practice problems, preferably things where you can get immediate feedback, things like IXL. Go to Saturday Academy. Go to Khan Academy, Art of Problem Solving, all great websites. If you are mature enough to do practice problems with other people and be productive, do that. If you're choosing what topics to study, study the things that you're struggling with the most. Hi guys, this is Mr. Saber here, giving you some tips for studying for math finals. Notes versus problems. You can review your notes, but it's certainly more effective use of your time to study practice problems. Do your own practice problems. That will be more effective. Focus on confusion. Whatever is most challenging for you, that's what you need to spend your time on. Immediate feedback. Look for places where you can get immediate feedback on whether you're doing something right or wrong. Things like Academy. There are websites like Khan Academy, IXL, Art of Problem Solving. If you are mature enough to work productively with your peers, work with peers. Of course, all of this is keeping in mind that the most effective studying is done in the months leading up to the final, in class, doing your practice problems in homework, doing your practice problems in class, and paying attention, studying effectively over time. Thanks.
Hey, Pirates. Finals are coming up. be sure to be prepared for them. Fill out your study guides, ask your teachers questions, even ask your peers for assistance, and be sure to come on Monday and Tuesday prepared to take your finals. And from personal experience, I know how finals can be kind of a drag, but if you come prepared and you really study and you know you studied, then you will be prepared and you will pass and you will be happy. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Nolan.
I'm Manon.
And we're both 10th graders from PCSS2. I have some questions specifically about finals. I know Manon's a really good test taker, so I'm going to ask him some questions. Like, I'm really scared and stressed out for these finals. How should I prepare myself before I take them?
So, we have like an early release day, and then you have 2 days on the weekend to prepare. So, Saturday, just go to Saturday Academy, but then don't stress yourself out for the rest of the day. So then you can study hard on Sunday, which is like the last day before the test, so you'll probably retain whatever you study on Sunday better than what you study on Saturday. Only focus on the two tests that are the next day. Don't study for the tests you have on Tuesday that much on the weekend. You can do those after the early release day we have after the first final.
I'm a really big procrastinator, and I like to cram everything. Do you recommend I do that? What should I do?
So this really depends on what you think works for you. If in the past procrastinating has failed you, don't, because it's not going to work on finals that are worth like 25% of your grade. But if it does work for you, make sure you know exactly what you do need to study in the short amount of time you have, so you can at least figure that out ahead of time. Just ask your teachers what the most important concepts are, and you can review those right before the test.
Okay, so I'm taking the test right now, and I'm really scared because I don't know anything. What, do you have any test-taking strategies I can use? Maybe calm myself down a bit?
So, a lot of times teachers will include some information in questions, in other questions, and you can use that to answer questions that you don't know the answer to. Do all the multiple choice first, I recommend, because then if you know the answers to those, you figure out some stuff you can use in open responses by remembering certain things as you go through the test. Because in the open response, you're not going to be given options to pick from. You have to know most of the stuff yourself. Definitely keep an eye on the clock. Keep like maybe a separate hour or hour and a half, depending on how much there is for open responses. If you don't know the answer to a question, don't waste a bunch of time on it, because you could spend that time getting 3 or 4 other questions right.
Wow. Thanks, Manon. I'm going to ace this final. I think you are too. We're all going to ace this final. Good luck, PCSS2.